Welcome to Peter's Podcast, where we talk about real yoga, actual happiness, and deep living. Thanks for joining me. Imagine a paradise of palm trees, rice paddies, beautiful people, beautiful colors, wonderful weather in the middle of February, and yoga to boot. That's the retreat in Bali, February 2020, led by Aino Sirin and myself, with special guest Wendy Newton, February 8 through 15. Check out the show notes for a link, or see peterfurco.com for more information. Can't wait to go. Can't wait to see you there. Bali. In today's episode of Peter's Podcast, I'm taking you to meditation class. Here we're going to work with a meditation that actually one of my listeners and Patreon sponsors asked me to record. So this is taking a request day. The meditation is self-explanatory, and there's a nice lecture in the front of it that helps put it in context. So go ahead and enjoy either the talk or stay after for the meditation. Enjoy the talk, and I'll come back right after that. Namaste. Welcome back, all of you who've been away for holidays. So this morning I was reading an article in the New York Times about how some, what might be called New Age thought and practices are making their way into psychotherapy, psychology kinds of counseling, and what the therapists think about that. And this article was talking to a lot of therapists in Los Angeles, so they were pretty familiar with this kind of stuff, so they were pretty open to it, and they were saying it introduces some other language as ways to find answers. But what was interesting, and the reason I'm bringing it up, is that one of the reasons that some of the therapists quoted for why a client or patient, however they phrased it, was trying this other thing, was they were not happy with the pace of their own healing. So they were looking for something to happen faster. So then they tried something else. Or it worked the other way. Like they were doing, you know, Reiki, but it wasn't working fast enough, so they decided, I better come and see a therapist. And so they were working that way. So this idea that it was going to take some time to work. And then this on my walk over here, I was listening to a podcast which has three commentators from the Times, and one is on the left, and one is in the center, and one is on the right, and they always argue about stuff. In fact, the podcast is called The Argument. But they were talking about economists and something that they did over the past decades that influenced policy. And the one person on one end of the spectrum said, yeah, but you know, this has been going on, and this is what, how it acts. And then the economist who wrote the book, who they were all free talking to, said, well, you know, there's a time lag between when a policy goes into place and when you see the effects of that policy. So even though the 90s looked like X, it's really what had been the policy from the 80s that was now creating the 90s, right? So I thought it was interesting, you know, and the more that we practice yoga, the more sort of coincidental things come our way. But as I was going to do this practice today, it's a little bit about letting go of stuff that's from the past. It was intriguing to hear two such relevant kinds of stories come up as examples. And what I want to practice today is a letting go of some things that are from the past that are still there messing with us. And sometimes when we're trying to find a solution, like, I don't feel good right now, we're like so ready for the thing to get fixed right now that, you know, we don't forget, we just don't want it to take time, you know? And knowing that it's going to take time can make you go from like red alert to something that's much more down the color spectrum toward a calm that, oh right, I'm working on this now, you know? And I have students who, you know, we've been working consistently at something and they're doing really well. Then something comes up and it's like all the old stuff is back again. Oh my God, this always happens to me and this always, and I have to remind them, no, we've been working on all this stuff and you're doing really well. And look at all these things that have been going on and we're just still doing the work. Right? So a tool that we have today to use is the practice of Satyam Kriya. And the Satyam Kriya is a mechanism, a technology for creating harmony in Anahata Chakra, which is the heart center in us. And this heart center has a relationship with the element of the wind, motion. So when it's in harmony, the motion that we are making is copacetic, right? It's good. I know some of you might have been here once when Carly and her friend did a little contact improv for us, dancing and moving and interacting with each other, and it just becomes this fluid motion because they're willing to take on whatever comes and just let something emerge from it, right? That's us in harmony, right? Stuff comes, somebody bumps us, all these things happen, but we are able to set our relationship with that thing in a way that's harmonious. What occurs though in life is sometimes there's an effect, something happens, and then the effect of that thing isn't harmonious, right? We're mad, we're hurt, we're some emotion, right? And then if we can't come to a good relationship with that thing, we tend to just stuff it, right? And here's where the therapist comes in and all the other practices come in. How can I now be okay when I'm carrying this thing that made me uncomfortable, made me unhappy, made me sad, made me angry, made me something, right? Because I'm still carrying that thing. So as long as I'm carrying that thing, it's like you're trying to create a repair without dealing with the cause, right? So in our Satyam practice, we have a tool for letting go of the thing that's the cause of the problem. And you could go to therapy and talk about it, figure it out, have a discussion, and deal with it that way. And that's a fine way to work, right? Or you could do any number of things. You know, you could become a writer, and then you could write stories about somebody who has a similar problem and ultimately work it out, right? There's a billion ways you could do it. In Kriya Yoga, we work at the level of energy. What is the energy of that thing, this buried emotional response? And I'm going to take that energy and convert it so that it can release, so that it can be now in harmony. You know, much like if you were to take, I don't know if you've ever seen a piano tuner work, but they have a tuning fork, so they hit the fork, they set it on the piano, it hums with the perfect pitch of the whatever note, and then they tweak the strings of the piano until now it's in harmony. Right? So we're going to do the same kind of thing with this energy of us, so that we're no longer colored, no longer out of tune with this old emotional stuff, right? And rather we're going to let it tune back up so that it's now the right relationship with the thing. And the two benefits of that is, one, you feel better. Two, having been freed from that, you're no longer predisposed toward whatever that was. So that when you encounter something now that that thing is gone, you're just approaching it as what it is. When you're carrying baggage to it, when something happens, the baggage is now influencing stuff. Have you ever had a situation where someone explodes at you and you're like, what was that about? Right? It's like totally out of proportion with whatever happened. It's because there was something that reminded them of their own thing that they didn't get to resolve, right? There's a lot of talk these days about trauma, right? That's a big example of that. It triggers a traumatic experience, and suddenly, whatever, I feel unsafe, I feel angry, I feel enraged, etc. So we're going to work at the level of energy using visualization. So we're going to morph this energy, and mantra, which is like the piano tuner, sound energy, to let ourselves take the stuff that's unresolved and let it go out of us. It's a very elegant little depiction, right? This thing was a something, it was important, but the emotion of it doesn't need to hang around anymore. So we're just going to take it, envision it coming right to the top of our head, and then let it out of us. And as it goes out of us, it just is energy. So as we continue to do that, the feeling in Anahata Chakra has the possibility of shifting. So where I may feel a kind of nebulous discomfort or sadness or, you know, concern or anxiety or, you know, anything. Instead, there's suddenly movement, and often that movement is what I just did, like a sigh, a breath, because this movement element is related in us to air, to our breathing. So when you're anxious, everything is tight. When that can release, you can breathe. Often people will say it in reverse, take a breath, right? Because it's trying to reestablish the energy back into its balance. Okay. So we're going to take a moment, go in our heart center. We'll use this beautiful hand gesture. It's called Ahankara Mudra. And it means identity, me, my identity. So we'll place that at the heart center and we'll feel, how do I feel? And we'll just sit with that. And if something comes up, right? Why is that guy such an asshole to me on the subway this morning? Right? So that comes up. You're like, oh wow, I'm still thinking about that. Sat is the mantra, yam, and we'll let it out of us. And then we'll come back and we'll feel. Okay? It's like, yeah, but I mean, he shouldn't have done that. It's still there. Okay? Let it go again. Sat, yam. It's amazing how much we hold on to ridiculous stuff, right? Then we come back. How does that feel? So we'll just keep letting go. And maybe another thing will come up. Okay? Then at a certain point, like all the stuff we're aware of, it's gone, but you might still have that feeling, whether you're like, kind of, somebody's out to get me, right? Whatever it is. So we're going to today dig deeper down into the realm of what we're not conscious of, stuff that happened before, we didn't get to deal with it before, it's hanging out. We're going to invite that energy to come into harmony too, to retune that. So we'll go deep in, just using our willpower, right? Anything that's down there that needs to get sorted out, let's let it out so that the emotion of it can keep it from being stuck, and then we'll just deal with it when it comes up, okay? We'll deal with it the next time around. Oh, wow, now I see why I've always been yelling at so-and-so. Okay? Something changed when we shift the energy. So we're going to just keep letting stuff out until you feel that sense of calm here. Then when you feel the sense of calm here, you can either meditate here, meaning let your attention rest in that cleared center, or you can let your focus move up into the midbrain and let yourself meditate with the attention there. So we're clearing out the emotional stuff, retuning your piano, letting your focus go to one of the nice places, and just be there. And in that being, you have a transformation. Then we come back into life and things are shifting. Questions about any of that? Yeah.
The focus
that you
have in your
space.
The focus during between the things that
just to be aware, to feel, right? Just like if we're looking at something, we're saying, what's out there? We're gonna go antar, right? Look inside. What's in there? Is anything coming up? And the things that you stuffed start to appear, right? And especially if you're honest with yourself about it and know that it's okay because we have a way to deal with it. We can let that go. The thing itself, we'll deal with. That's a practical matter. The emotion of it, we can free ourselves from that. Is that enough? Yeah? Anybody else? All right, so anybody new to class today? Meditation class? Great.
If you'd like to stay for the meditation, we're going to start with a little pre-meditative asana, and you can do the sequence that is on the recording, or you can just turn it off and skip ahead, do whatever you need to prepare, and then find yourself a comfortable seat and stay. The meditation itself in silence will be 9 minutes long, and then we'll do a regrounding practice at the end of that. All right, here we go.
We'll come onto all fours and we'll do some pre-meditative asana. And as you breathe in, curl your toes under, arch and open the cow. As you breathe out, take the tops of your feet to the floor, press away and round the cat. And then continue to flow between the two. I felt. When we do our pre-meditative asana, the more quiet you get in your practice over time, the more subtle things can make a difference. The more you start to sense shifts from smaller actions. One of the things we can do in these premeditative asana is rather than having your fingers expanding and directing outward, you can pull them to each other, closing your fingers together as a way of starting to bring the energy together. We said the heart center is the air element. Each of the fingers is another of the elements. earth, water, fire, air, and space. After your next breath in, on the exhale, take your seat back to your heels, back to the seal pose, child's pose. You can add the Sahasrara Kriya if you like. As you breathe in, draw inspiration from the crown to base. As you breathe out, that energy breathes you through your system. Inhale, Sahasrara, exhale, hum. Then come right up on your knees, raise your arms overhead, body pose. Exhale all the way to the seal pose. Inhale through the cow to cobra, letting your hips lower, too much back bend, bend your elbows a little lower, and exhale back to seal. Inhale, body, where Ida and I are going on the retreat. Exhale, seal, where we're sealing our attention inward, Antar. Inhale, cobra, and exhale, seal. If you're using Saham, inhale, Bali, Sa, inspiration, crown, face. Exhale, seal, Ham, energy radiates through as you. Lighting you up, inhale, Sah, cobra, round the base, exhale, hum, energy. You can feel your breath, body, seal, cobra, seal. After your next exhale, when you're back in the seal, the fourth pose, pause for a moment, take your focus inward, and just observing what's going on inside. And we're going to turn our spine line, the Sushumna Nadi, upside down. So either a headstand, if you have a confident headstand, or downward facing dog, or downward dog on your forearms, if it's hard, and your wrists. Just a posture where your head can be toward the ground and your pelvic floor toward the sky. Keep your focus inward as you make your way down into a seat back on your heels or a cross-legged seat if that's better. And feel the influence of coming right side up, perhaps in your breath, perhaps as a feeling. Keep your inward focus, but let your eyes gently open. You can keep them closed if you like. And then sit over onto the right side of your feet. maybe hook your right toes across your left ankle if that feels okay. You can certainly sit up on something if your hips are way thrown off to one side. And then set your hand down on the side where your feet are. Raise your right arm up. Keeping this arm nice and straight, we're just going to lengthen through your right side. Not so much to go somewhere as this side gets activated now. So we're energizing this side. And there's this beautiful Asian symbol of the yin and the yang. And when the two are in their equal parts, in the center is a dot, right? Your center. This is, we're literally making that in our body right now, activating the one side, then activating the other side to create balance so that we can find our center. Come back upright, lower down on that side, swing your legs forward and over to the other side. Maybe hook your left toe across your right ankle. Otherwise, you can just have your left foot underneath. And then hands width down where your feet are, and the other arm up, keeping it nice and straight, joints spacious, lengthen, activating through your left side now. Inhale back upright and lower down. Swing your legs straight out in front of you into the staff pose, Dandasana. Hands behind, sit up nice and tall. Then both knees, bring the soles of your feet close in and let your knees open up, Baddha Konasana, and wrap your hands around your feet. If you're not right on your sit bones, prop up on a blanket so that your sit bones feel centered from front to back. And then press your thighs a little toward the floor. And feel that space in between the sitting bones, in between pubic bone and tailbone, your pelvic floor, the root. It's called in Sanskrit, Mula. This is the bottom energy center. It's stuff that's really down deep in our less conscious part, is down in this realm. So in our second phase of the practice, we're really going to reach down into our roots here. Pull stuff out. It's gotten stuck. Bring your legs back together and walk your feet out a little bit. And then windshield wipe your legs to one side and the other. And then find a comfortable seat. The question about your seat or your legs keep falling asleep is raise your hand. Out bring your hands underneath your arms so that your fingers are resting on the side ribs. And we'll use this practice Padadhirsasana to fine-tune this left-right balance, this yin-yang balance. Sun and moon coming into balance. So watch your breath move with your fingers now, feeling the expansion as you breathe in and the release toward the center as you breathe out. Feeling this element of air, movement, right here at the level of the heart center. The more we focus inward, the more our senses start to draw inward. We get in the habit of withdrawing our senses. So just doing a practice like this can make your breath get very soft just as you draw in, it requires so much less energy. As your breath is the vehicle for your prana, your energy, the breath gets more still. If your breath is still strong, see if you can tell whether one side of your chest is moving more than the other. And if it seems pretty evident, then go ahead and note what side that is. If you can't really tell, switch the way your arms are crossed. So take the one that's underneath, cross it over the top, replacing your fingers under your arms. And if you can tell which side is moving more, keep the fingers on that side and undo the other arm and just let that hand rest over your knee. So you're just pressing in on the side that's moving more. Let your hands release down over your knees. Keep your eyes closed and your focus inward now. And we'll take our focus to the heart center, and we'll use this Ahamkara Mudra, this mudra about your identity. We'll bring on your right hand the pad of your index finger and the pad of your thumb to press together. And rest that in the middle of your chest, in front of the place that you would put your hand if you said something like, "Ah, I could feel it in my heart." Then we'll do what Carly was asking about. Look inside in that space. And obviously you're not using your eyes, and you're not using your ears, but you're kind of using some kind of version of that sensory function to feel and to identify. So if there's something clear, we'll release it. Sat, carry it to the crown of your head. Yam, release it out of you. And then we'll come back. Because the nature of emotion isn't quite so logical, it might not be evident what the thing is. It may just be a feeling, a discomfort, an anxiety. So you can just take that, sat, let it flow to the crown of your head, yam, release it out of you, and then come back again. So I'm going to leave you on your own right now with two steps in mind. The first, to let go of things that are conscious here, feeling or a thing itself. But once that feels relatively clear, go down into the depths, into the mula, and just draw out, invite anything that's there, that's stuck, even though you don't know what it is because it's unconscious, to come all the way to the crown of your head, sat, yam, release it out of you. And as you start to feel a calm, maybe even your breath shifts, then you can begin to meditate there, and we'll stay in that space for about 18 minutes. I will pass by to do Shaktipat. There's nothing you need to do, but you might hear me come by. Sat. Yeah. Harmony in the heart center. Once you're starting to meditate, you can let your head relax down. to stay on the edge of this meditation, to be both in it and focusing outward. Begin by bringing the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Bring your palms lightly together in front of the heart center. And when your hands touch, that's going to try to pull you out. So go back into your meditation. And rather focus on your hands as energy rather than objects with names. Move your tongue behind the upper teeth to the gum line. And invite the wisdom of your meditation as energy to flow down into the palms of your hands as energy. And then take those hands, move them slightly, and you might feel the tingliness of your hands moving. And if you move your hands slightly apart, you might still feel the energy now, not as touch, but as the heat that radiates as energy. Radiates from energy. Move your hands farther apart and back toward each other, and you might feel the magnetism that comes from energy. And bring your hands up over your eyes, and you may experience the light of energy. Whatever the sensations that you experience, just continue to direct now the wisdom from your meditation, the unbound quality of who you are, to flow now through your hands, through your eyes, into Ajna Chakra in the midbrain, our command center, to help us have wisdom governing all our decisions, all our actions that we endeavor upon. The mantra that helps foster this wisdom flowing in our lives is Om Namah Shivaya. So we'll chant that. You can either chant along or just let the sound resonate through you. Bring your palms together in front of the brow center. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Bring your hands back over your eyes and draw the energy down toward the throat center. If you like, at your jaw, you can give a little massage around to the back of your neck. But ultimately, cross both hands over at the throat and direct the wisdom of your meditation into this headquarters for communication and expression, so that whatever it is that you're expressing through your living is filled with wisdom and purpose and meaning. The mantra Om Aim Saraswatiye Namaha.
Om Aim Saraswatiye Namaha. Om Aim Saraswatiye Namaha. Om Aim Saraswatiye Namaha.
Draw the energy of your meditation down to the heart center, the headquarters we were focusing on in our practice today. And having cleared that center from stuck emotion, let wisdom flow in its place to fill you with compassion, understanding, a lovingness that doesn't require anything in return. The mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya.
Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya.
Draw the energy of your meditation down to the navel center. Here, let your hands be in a special mudra, the right hand facing down, the left palm facing up, so you can clasp your hands and pull the heels of your hands right against your navel. This helps reinforce the energy to hold here. And we'll bring the wisdom here so that you can have clarity in this transformation center that lets you take the actions that you need to have the courage for that, to have the know-how for that. The mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om.
From the navel center, draw the energy down to the pelvis. Here we have our headquarters for passion, for desires, for the things we like, the things we don't like that draw us and repel us. Bring the wisdom and insight from your meditation here so that you can sort through those desires that are actually meant to draw you towards your purpose in life, so that you have the clarity to let you slice through all the rest. The mantra, Om Dum 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 Durgaye Namaha.
Om Dum 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 Durgaye Namaha. Om Dum 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 Durgaye Namaha. Om Dum 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 Durgaye Namaha.
Point your fingertips right onto the pubic bone and direct that energy of your meditation right to your base at the pelvic floor. And having sent it there, if you like, you can use the other version of Yoni Mudra, interlacing your pinky, the ring finger, and your middle finger. Point the index fingers toward the floor and the thumbs towards the sky. And to bring wisdom and insight into this center of structure and stability in your life so that you have prosperity and ease in your work and in your family, the mantra Om Lakshmi Vam Shri Kamaladaram Swaha.
Om Lakshmi Vam Shri Kamaladaram Swaha. Om Lakshmi Vam Shri Kamaladaram Swaha. Om Lakshmi Vam Shri Kamaladaram Swaha.
Wrap your index finger and thumb at the crease line between thigh and torso and ground yourself here. Press down right into the earth. And to ensure that there are no obstacles to all this wisdom flowing, that you don't have any blocks that keep your wisdom from influencing all the aspects of your living, we use one final mantra, Om Gam 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 Ganapataye Namaha.
Om Gam 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 Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam 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 Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam 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 Ganapataye Namaha.
Massage from hip to knee, bringing the energy into your leg so that you can reground, come back to your physical active life. Massage around your knees, down your shins, and then from behind your knee, walk your thumb right down to your ankles. You can unwind your legs if you need. And then grab your ankles tight, which helps you get reconnected with your feet and your ankles. Massage from your heel to each toe, one long line. From your heel to each toe, bringing those five elemental forces back into focus. Earth, water, fire, air, space. And then unwind your legs and make your way onto your back into Shavasana, the corpse pose. with your system clear, harmonious, begin to wake yourself back up. Move your fingers and your toes.
Run your thumbs across your fingertips. Turn your head a little side to side.
Invite your breath to come a little deeper. And on a nice inhale, lift your arms up overhead behind you. Stretch along through your right side from your fingers out through your toes. And then through your left side from fingers to toes. Bend your knees, draw them in, wrap your hands around your shins and rock yourself a little side to side. Set your feet down on the floor and press up into the bridge pose, lifting your hips. You can take your arms underneath you and interlace your fingers, or just press your upper arms into the floor with your fingers pointing toward the sky to create this nice opening in your front body. Come up on the balls of your feet, separate your hands, roll your way back down. Walk your feet wide out to the edges of your mat and lower both knees over to the right side. And set your right foot on top of the left to give your left thigh a nice little inner twist at your hip after sitting with your legs open for so long. Come back up to center and switch the windshield wipers over to the other side. Put your left foot on top of the right thigh. Back to center, hug those knees in, rock your way all the way up to sitting. If you're feeling a little spacey, set your right hand just below your navel, the left on top of the right, and press in as you tilt forward right to where you have to hold on from your base to keep from falling forward. Let yourself identify with that base, your legs, your roots. And then come back upright, bring your palms together in front of the heart center. And at the end of our regrounding, we chanted to Ganesha to make sure there were no obstacles. And as you do these practices, they work. They are doing their work on you. So just trust that you're doing the work and it's manifesting in your life in the perfect way. Hari Om, Om Tat Sat. Have a lovely day. Namaste.
Namaste.
Podcasts stay afloat as labors of love, but they also need to pay the bills. Some do this through random ads. Others can get by as being infomercials for whatever's being talked about on the podcast. I'm hoping to support Peter's podcast, much like a pay-what-you-will yoga class. But there's no box at the front of the door here, so instead, I'm using the digital equivalent. That's why I'm asking you to please support Peter's podcast on patreon.com. Instead of a box, there's a link. It's easy, it's flexible if you want to vary your support, and most of all, it keeps this podcast going. Thank you to everyone who's already a podcast patron. And please check it out if you're not. Thank you. That's today's episode. Thanks a lot for listening to Peter's podcast. I hope that you find real yoga, actual happiness, and deep living through your practice. Please support me on Patreon, rate the podcast, and I'll see you next week. Namaste.